Lake Arrowhead, the new one? Is that the one you mean?
Well, it's southwest of... It's southwest of Wichita Falls on the edge of town.
Oh, Lake Wichita. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if it's got much water this year or not. You know, some years it's up and some years it's down, you know. It's hard to... hard to say, depending on how much rain they've had and all. Tell you what, let me ask you just a couple more questions and we'll quit, and then we can, maybe tomorrow, you know, we can do some more. Is that okay? Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth.
Sample.
Okay. And if a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a... What kind of dress?
My, what a pretty dress.
Okay. And what would your wife wear over her dress to work in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
You use a pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use...
You'd put a diaper pin.
Okay. And soup usually comes in a... At the store. Soup that you buy at the store usually comes in
a... soup?
Uh-huh.
Comes in a can.
Okay. What kind of can?
Metal can.
Okay.
The only way I can call it.
What's it usually made out of?
Tin.
Okay. All telephone be quiet. I bet it's the same person been calling all day.
So. Anxious to pay a fine.
Yeah. Right. A dime is worth what?
A dime?
Uh-huh.
Worth 10 cents.
Okay.
We're trying to buy something with it, though.
Yeah, really. Let's quit. I'm tired. How about you?
Yeah, I mentioned a wagon skein yesterday. Remember?
Uh-huh.
That's a wagon skein.
Oh, is that what that is?
There's two things here. It's like a bearing. See, this part here, it's in the wheel hub, and this part here is fastened on the end of the axle.
Uh-huh.
And it's... Otherwise, you had a hard time moving it. You see how the word skein? People don't know that word.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's very interesting. I certainly would never know what it's for, either.
You mentioned about the furniture yesterday. Let's see, where's the furniture on this? See here,
I didn't know you could order furniture out of the catalog.
Oh, yeah, see this type of a Davenport they have?
Uh-huh.
See
here? Uh-huh. This stuff's really ornate, too. Look at that.
Here's some more wagon things. This is called a clevis. See, they call them...
What is that for?
That is a well that goes through that bolt goes through a hole in the wood. And it's a chain fastened on here for pulling. See, it's a hook there for pulling.
It has
all kinds of flavors. Now here's a single tree. Here's a neck yoke. And here's a double tree. Here's a double tree.
Yeah, I see.
In present day books, you don't have nothing like that anymore.
Mm-mm. Sure not. Most people who read it wouldn't even know what it was.
No, I'll see you. I'll be talking about kits and say this, but here you find it. Here's what they call a wardrobe, coat closets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's here, dining room buffet, here, wooden bedstead. Here's the china cabinets.
Uh-huh.
And he had the old-fashioned desk. He had the different types of tables. All kinds of his heavy dining room tables. See what it is. He doesn't show no round ones. It doesn't rock on a floor.
Yeah. My grandmother used to have one of those.
They call these platform rockers.
Yeah.
We had two of them.
Uh-huh.
One of my brothers still has one of them. Here's your woven cane rug. They call it wicker furniture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
That's interesting.
Well, these books are really, they cost around $5, but they're worth their money.
Uh-huh.
Near the Sears Road of 1908, a little bit later.
That may be the one that my father had. Yeah, that's the one that Daddy had.
Uh-huh. So, okay.
Well, but...